Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Forever Dog.
Ooh. Ooh. Ouch. Ooh. Oh, ouch. Ooh. Oh. Ooh. Welcome back for yet another steaming, piping, scalding serving of
hot goals. Oh, can you get me some aloe? I burned my finger.
Oh yeah, you're gonna need to aloe that. That's gonna scar and peel. This, of course, is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, issues in politics. Take a deep dive into the DMs. Let's get into some
hot goals. Oh my god, I had the best weekend. I went to a 3-day wedding in Santa Barbara for my friends Gigi Getty and Nats Getty.
Aww, congratulations.
So fun. It was amazing. Like, I got to talk to Caitlyn Jenner a lot, and she was really cool. Like, everything that I thought, I kind of don't think anymore. She's a human. I honestly, like, we talked about how she mentioned not feeling the whole backlash about not feeling part of the community and not doing as much for Pride this year, and I genuinely felt like I felt hurt for her empathy, because I was like, you know what, she was telling me her story, which she's told before in her book, which I'm gonna read now. She was ready to transition in the late 80s, I guess. And like, this took her a long time to come out of the closet. And honestly, I feel more empathy now with the whole, like, giving people their own time to come out, because like, she did what was right for her, you know? And it gave me a 180 on her 100. And the fact that she was talking about Vicky Vox at one point. She's like, the one from the video, like, she knew all the videos. She said she watched the Smackdown, which I knew what she meant, so I didn't correct her. And I happened to have the MAC lip pencil from her collection called Caitlyn Jenner in my bag. And the night of the wedding on Friday, I was a boy, and I went up to her. And like, Candace and Our Lady J was there and stuff. And they were like, "This is Willem." She's like, "Yeah, Willem." I was like, and they're like, "No, Willem from the internet. He does." And she's like, "Yeah, Willem." And I'm like, she has no idea who I am, but whatever. And then I didn't expect her to or anything, you know. But then the next day, for her to be quoting me, I was like, I'm not going to tell you what she quoted me, but like, it was funny. She's funny. She's cool. I had such a great time with her. I was shocked. I was shockingly delighted, basically.
And I think that speaks to the power of what it means to be in a room with someone, mm-hmm, and talk with them and know their story and see them as a person, because we live in this age where we think we know people because we see them on TV or on Twitter or read about them, and we write people off and we say, they are that kind of person and that person is not me and I don't like that kind of person. But having the chance to sit down with someone and find a common ground, I think that's I think that's great. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, it was really nice.
However, I'm also really glad to let you know that I am wearing Chained Ballerina in the Glam Attack.
Wait,
and
how did you get it?
I am wearing Le Riot right now.
You little bitch.
I'm not actually wearing the new House Laboratories makeup, but I just fangirled out watching the the 20-minute clip on YouTube where she and her makeup artist,
her co-makeup artist Lady, Sarah,
yeah, Lady Gaga and her her makeup artist go over the new line of House Laboratories makeup, which I'm so excited to get, and I went immediately online and pre-ordered it.
I ordered 6 or 7 different things. I would love to experiment with you when they come in September.
Can't wait.
Yeah, maybe we'll put it on our Patreon.
Sorry, but this is the point where I steal the lip liner away from you and I put it on like this.
I bought that color too.
So good. I can't wait to try it out and use it. I think the Glam Attacks look really interesting, and I can't wait to try them because they sort of go on as a pigmented liquid and then you can blend them out and there's sort of an opalescent,
yeah,
almost eyeshadow.
I think it dries as like a more of a powdery something.
Yeah. I can't wait.
I love Sarah, her makeup person, who she replies to DMs. I asked her about makeup, the lip that Gaga was wearing in Enigma, the orange one, and she replied. Like, how cool is
and
that?
What's the answer?
Hold on 1 second.
Is it MAC?
No. It's not.
It's not.
Hold on, Sarah. Sarah problem. Sarah, no, Sarah Tano. It's Denisa Myrick's cushion color in pumpkin something.
Okay.
Yeah, and it is a orange, bitch. It's such a good orange.
Very orange. Yeah. Yes. Well, I encourage everyone to go over to the Race Chaser Pod Instagram to check out what the AAA girls will look like at our 40-year reunion.
Wow. Courtney looks the same.
I look the fucking same. You look like... Do you want to know who you look like?
Sure. Tell me, bitch.
There's this episode of The Golden Girls where the girls get arrested mistakenly for prostitution because they're hanging out in a hotel full of hookers.
Yeah.
Now, in the background of the scene, one of the hookers is dressed in a headscarf in all red and looks like a pirate hooker. That is who you are.
If you remember the day that this picture was taken in front of the backdrop that had my name spelled wrong, we had just finished working out with my friend Angel, and not only did I put a headscarf on where I looked like Hulk Hogan's teen trans daughter, but I was in like it looked like I was competing for some sort of amateur bodybuilding contest and I didn't know how to dress. So this is just what I wore. And now with this age filter, I look a good 3 years older than I do currently.
Yeah. And you look swole. I mean, the tanked up cut of the dress isn't feminizing anything.
No.
You look swole as fuck.
I did.
Bro.
Damn. I talked to another drag queen.
Of course, everyone has been using this old age app. And
you look great.
I gotta say, I look great. I can't wait to get older.
Yeah,
this is what the future has in store.
William.
Yeah, the where we just zoomed in on the backdrop where my name is spelled wrong.
William.
Oh, wow. Yeah, this picture can be found at Race Chaser Pod, which is funny because on our Instagram is where I got contacted by Maybe a Girl, the drag queen that you talked about running for whatever.
Yeah.
Silver Lake Council.
Council, yeah.
Yeah. She's running for council, and she offered to be on the show. I told her to talk to Dipper because I don't know.
Oh, really? She's going to come on for Let's Get Political?
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. I was like, how's she going to be on for Drag Race? Like, yeah.
And we'll learn about what she's doing over there in Silver Lake.
I love that. And
I love that as well.
Apparently, Marty Gold Cummings spoke at the UN last week on a panel about gender called Gender Diversity Beyond Binaries.
I love Marty Gold Cummings, friend of the pod. We love her.
We do.
She spoke at the United Nations. Oh yeah. My god.
Yeah.
this is great that these conversations are being had on important stages around the world, and the United Nations is huge, and I'm glad they're having a panel about gender and gender diversity beyond binaries. I'm glad. That's a fierce thing. Yeah, I'm glad that's happening, and I'm glad Marty Gould was there as a representative.
You can see it on her Instagram.
Is that D, who does makeup? D, I can't say his middle name, Bear? Right. D.T. Bear?
Possibly.
Yeah.
What is the, can you see what the name placard says?
I don't think they would put D.T. Bear on there, because that T word there again.
Yeah.
Wow. Good for her.
Does.
Yeah.
Well, that's a great way to segue into our next segment.
Well, let's
when
take
we
a break.
Come back.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. When we come back. Right after.
It's like 5 a.m. in Dublin.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from mother's kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
And we're back. And we're about to let's get political. I want to get political. Let me see your folly side. Wow. So immigration.
Wow. Are we ever going to be in the same room to sing that song together? I don't know. Maybe someday.
I don't. It's like the theme from Five Will Goes West, where they're looking up at the sky and they're wondering if they'll ever be under the same stars.
Yeah. Call me Nicole Byer because I'm never in studio.
Did you see someone try to come for us on Twitter?
No.
So somebody tagged Nicole and said, just to let you know, there's these two, maybe I screen capped the shit. She's like, I kind
flagrant,
of
flippant faggots.
Honestly, it was very that. Okay, so this girl named Jamie J. LeClaire said, interesting that Willem and Alaska want to dump all over Nicole Byer for hosting a drag race review podcast, claiming it's appropriate for a cis woman and non-drag queen when drag, claiming it's inappropriate for a cis woman and non-drag queen when drag culture and language, a lot of AAVE, don't know what that means, originated from black drag queens inspired by black women. And Nicole Byer said, oh, they do? And then somebody finally tagged me and said, what's the tea or lack thereof, Willem and Alaska? And then people started defending us at that point. They said, no way. I saw Nicole at Race Chasers. She was a surprise guest with Joel. Willem and Alaska love her. And I was just a little... I wasn't shocked that the internet is stirring up shit. But at the same time, it's like... come on, like, why? Like, well, I don't want to have to put out fires every time I go on the internet.
Well, to be fair, you were reading really fiercely.
But
because...
not Nicole. I was reading that Mano guy. And then I kind of explained to them that we were reading this guy who rationalized ranking us after apologizing for ranking us. And that's mainly what annoyed me. You sorry, but it's like, fuck you, dude. And he's since apologized, and that's fine. He's allowed to. But I don't need to be happy about it at all. And that's what, like, you know, I felt like I was having to defend myself.
Well, I mean, I love Nicole Byer. I think
Me
she's
too.
Fierce. And
we had so much fun at your pageant.
Yeah. And I encourage... I encourage people to do podcasts about Drag Race. I do. It's a good idea.
Yeah.
And discussion is great. Dissection is important. And dissemination is vital.
Vital.
So there are podcasts out there discussing, dissecting, and disseminating. Yeah. I think the better.
And I mean, at least this Jamie bitch is listening to us. So thanks, Jamie. She instantly went private when people started, and she deleted her tweets. But someone chimed in with, also, Jamie, your view is reductive on the interaction. What does B/W mean? BW?
I think it's...
He said...
Yeah, I think it shouldn't be so... Yeah, it shouldn't be so simplified as to say we were dumping on them, because I think we were reading our colleagues because they changed their format to mirror ours.
Yeah,
and that's funny, and we know them and we work in the same industry, and so like we expect them to read us on their podcast, and we're going to read them on our podcast. Yeah. And that's how it works.
And the next time they get a new host, we'll probably read them too, because I'm sure one's down the pipeline. And is that a read? Yes. I love that the people who were defending us.
No. That concludes. Let's get
political. What is Polari? Polari?
I've heard of it.
Somebody said, research shows drag influencers are far more multifaceted, cross-sectional, international, and regionally differ. UK queens don't, for instance, involve Polari. I don't know what that means, but thank you for defending me, Bobby.
Bukkake,
that I know.
Well, let's talk about something that's actually falling into the category of let's get political. This sure. is something that came up in the news recently. A while back, Scarlett Johansson came under some scrutiny because she was going to play a trans man in a major film that is in development.
Mm-hmm.
And she recently just said in an interview, she sort of doubled down on it. She was like, well... I should be able to play whoever I want, no matter what their race or their background or their gender identity, because I'm an actor. Mm-hmm. Discuss.
I'm just going to go to Alexandra Billings' posts because that's a lot.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah, that's a lot easier of a way to to address this, because Alex says everything right, you know, about this whole thing. She's like, our story should be told by us. And I think she's right. In saying I think she's right, I'm not trying to like say that I was wrong all those years ago for all the roles that I played, but Alex says, art is not about people playing roles. Art is not defined by talent or range. Art is a beautiful and powerful energy that connects the human experience in an inexplicable and synergistic way. Everyone you know is an artist. We all have a story to tell. But you see, Miss Johansson, there are many whose stories have been hijacked by people just like you who believe their ability is more important than the event at hand. And so the marginalized and the ostracized are once again shuffled to the rear of the theater while the ones with the most privilege take the stage. Sympathy is not empathy. They are very different. Now, I 100% agree with Alex on this. But also, I know that there's certain projects like Transamerica that wouldn't have been made if it didn't have Felicity Huffman in it. You know, and that was, I think, an important movie in, you know, the trans timeline of trans people and their stories getting out there. Sure, it wasn't necessarily played by a trans person, but the two people that were on hand that were trying to guide it for the trans community were Calpurnia and Andrea James, who are like, you know, goddesses in that world, and in the world in general. So I understand where Alex is coming from, and definitely I sympathize or empathize. I don't know the difference between the two.
Well, her quote just said that, remember?
She said sympathy is not empathy. So sympathy is when you feel bad, and empathy is when you also feel bad?
Empathy is when you can understand the pain, like you have a point of reference for it.
Oh, yeah, I understand when Stanley Tucci plays gay in everything. You mean like that?
Or Darren Criss.
Yeah, it's, I understand where.
Yes.
Yes. Now, what do you have?
And this is why we're living in an exciting time, is because these tides are shifting. And I agree with you that the Felicity Huffman Project was very important, and it was of that time. But I don't think Felicity Huffman would say in an interview today, I should play trans women still. I think that was something that happened, and it was important at the time, and that was a huge progress at the time. But like, we've progressed a lot further than that. And I think Scarlett Johansson, I think it's easy for her name to come up and her to become sort of this figurehead of like white privilege and for us to, you know, to read her directly. I think she should just like take a break and like stop talking about it and like learn a little bit more about it before she speaks again on it, so that she stops coming under direct fire over it. But like, we're living in a different time right now where it is possible now for trans people to play trans people, and that's magnificent. And so I think that as much as that can happen, it should be happening.
Sure, I agree. But what about projects when it's like The Danish Girl, where they want to show someone whose story is a little longer than when they were presenting as female? How do you do that? Like, Eddie Redmayne won an Oscar for it. And that was just like 2 years ago. And he,
yeah. Like, well, I think that I would like to see more opportunities go to trans people.
Same.
And then we could have, you know, more trans stars, which Pose is doing a great job of this.
Did you see Jiggly this week?
I'm behind a couple episodes. Don't give me any spoilers.
Well, the only spoiler is she looked beautiful. So shout out to Jigs for sure. The more the merrier, opportunity wise, for sure.
And I heard, Willem, that you're being cast as a straight man. So I think you should reconsider that, because I think that's unfair to straight men.
Bitch, I couldn't even play a straight mime. Dead. She'd be mincing flat down on the sidewalk. Just, she's like, ooh, my mix is on.
I just think gay men stealing roles from straight men has got to stop. It's just becoming, it's just too far.
100. 100%.
Why don't we go ahead and take a break?
What'd you say?
Why don't we go ahead and take a break?
No.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, is there an echo? Because we're spelunking in the DMs.
Ooh, it's so echoey in here.
Echo chamber, deep dive.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama, okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, like, this sweatshirt, and now it's, like, my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's, like, so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable, and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14-karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag.
Drag.
For free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag and get free shipping and 365-day return.
quince.com/drag.
Drag. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success. Great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. So you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag.
Drag.
To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Why don't we... okay, I'll read the first one.
Okay.
From Sterling. Hey, Alaskan Willem. Thanks for the fabulous podcast. They're both entertaining, insightful, and extremely titillating. Here's an inquiry I would love for y'all to pontificate about. Have you received any feedback, negative or positive, from fellow drag sisters about your RuPaul classique critiques? No.
No. I don't think for a lot of Drag Race people, Drag Race was their nom. It was like a period that they were tested and they gave it the raw, but a lot of them didn't succeed. There's only been a couple winners and a lot more people were in the bottom than the top, you know? So some people don't want to talk about it anymore. Some people have changed and moved on. It's been like 10 years.
I'm curious to know if any of the sisters are listeners, because I mean, I'm sort of the same way. I'm not, if it's my day off, I'm not like lining up to listen to, you know, podcasts about Drag Race, except I do listen to our podcast.
And,
so.
And I also promise to start listening very soon.
It's okay. You don't have to. I mean, you do it and you're in it. But I like to listen not only for quality control, but I actually really enjoy it. It makes me laugh. So it's pretty good.
Work. I'm glad. This note is from Jazzy. They said, here's an article about not much at all that panders to Drag Race fandoms, FANDUMBS, but they mix up Raja with Raja. They showed wow. Two completely different looking people, Raja with an H and Raja Gemini.
And who is this?
Nikki Swift. Okay, wow.
This almost makes me think it's clickbait.
Well, here's the thing. It also says the first and only Asian American winner, and it's highlighted in red. Raja O'Hara is certainly not Asian, and you can tell that from this photo.
So on the website, they have now changed the photo and it's two pictures of Raja.
O'Hara?
No.
Oh, good. Okay.
So they basically didn't know what Raja to look up. Mm-hmm. And it's, I think it's a straight website. And so they just chose
Idiots.
A season 11 girl with Raja.
Okay. This next question comes from... It's not even yeah. a question. People are just pointing out our errors now at this point. No. Wow.
That wasn't yours.
Mm-hmm. What is this?
Okay.
It's from Jamie... Go ahead.
Yeah. From Jamie B. Hi, Alaska and Willem. Huge fan of the pod here. Honorary friend of the pod in my own mind.
Mm-hmm.
And absolutely loving getting a double dose weekly with hot dogs.
Oh,
thanks. After listening to the Pride episodes and how booked and blessed you both were, not to mention getting together to make all this content for us, my question is, what do you both do for self-care so you don't get run down? Sending lots of love to you both, and so excited to see Willem at Pride in Montreal. We'd love, love, love to have you for a Race Chasers Live up north.
Okay, so what do you do for self-care so you don't get run down? Because I'd love some advice.
My new
Face?
Thing
oh.
is not drinking too much. I have, especially on this tour I've just been on, I've sort of rediscovered like what it's like to have a very distant relationship with getting wasted.
Mm-hmm.
And It's been really great for my voice on stage. It's been really great for my overall like mood, which can get really mood swingy when I'm touring and on the road. So I guess just not getting wasted every night is my new superpower.
Huh. Mine is choosing between sleep and dicks. Because usually when I choose dicks, I'm not eating. I'm like always looking for them dicks. And then when I actually just take a nap and eat something in the city I'm in instead of trying to run around and find the dicks. Yeah. So sleep. I love sleep. I'll sleep anywhere.
I love that.
And with anything.
Wow. This next one from Andrew Vinegar.
Oh, wow.
Will you read this, Willem?
Yeah, and I'll explain this picture. The enclosed is a picture of RuPaul from her Back to My Roots single cover, which was off the album Supermodel, I think. I'm going back to my roots, that song. It says, I think this is where Mimi first got her wigspiration from season 3 promo entrance. I know Willem hated it. Let me know if you feature on Hot Goss or season 3 episode. Love you guys. And that is from Andrew W. Vinegar. It could certainly be where Mimi got her inspiration, but it's not executed nearly as well. RuPaul looks like a blonde Angela Davis with some tendrils, and Mimi looked like a foot.
Yeah, it's an interesting similarity. I didn't remember this iconic look from RuPaul, and it could very well be a reference from Mimi Ang First. There's only one way to find out. So, Willem, I know you guys are really close. So why don't you... Actually, you're close with RuPaul and Mimi. So if you could just reach out to both of them, maybe in a group text, we could get to the bottom of it. Next.
Wow. Eviscerating.
Next, we have Mark Shannon. This is an Entertainment Weekly shoot in 2014 and sending the pictures of Melissa McCarthy as Divine. I remember this shoot very well. She looks really cool.
Yeah.
The queens featured with Melissa in this shoot are DWI, Mimi Imperz, Quesadilla, Tatiana Extravaganza, Lotta Slots, and Pandora Box. Okay.
Why is that?
They sent it because she's cast as Ursula, who's based on Divine, and we had a whole conversation about right.
Oh.
That.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, all right.
She can certainly hold drag, which I think is important for the character who's going to be playing Ursula. Like, her face can really handle the level of drag that I hope they're going to use. For the film. So I wish Melissa all the best on her journey with Ursula.
Yeah. I mean, fuck it. They didn't get a real mermaid, so they don't need to get a real drag queen. Okay, this comes from JCHQ. He says, "Hi, I think one of the most important things to address in this season is how well the dolls of color do. The first few episodes see all the white queens go home, and then it's all POC from there onward. I think it can be somewhat hard to clock for such people because Delta is such a light-skinned Latina, but it's true. Plus, especially because Stacy is indigenous, it's a truly diverse group. You've got black, Puerto Rican, Mexican-American, First Nations, mixed race, Asian-American queens, and honestly, the fact that an Indonesian-American is so prominently featured is incredible. I mean, is Raja the most famous Indonesian American? Maybe so. I think he should just host the podcast because he has more to say." Oh, he sent me all those pictures. This nice man is so smart, and he's got such a hairy little hole. Finishing off, he says, "I think that especially with all the race-related conversations that have gone on about All-Stars, this is something great to highlight about season 3.
And he
I agree.
And is that?
That's
him. Oh, wow. Yeah, there's no condom there, huh? Good for him. Raw's Law, the Jiggly Caliente story.
I agree that season 3 was super diverse, not just racially, but also, like, it was the first season of Drag Race where really the plus-size girls were truly contenders, and well,
the fact that you could say girls in general, sometimes there aren't any. Sometimes there's just one. There's the big girl. This season had two. Sometimes there's zero. How shitty that must feel.
Yeah. So I agree. I think it's a really diverse season, and I say it all the time, but I think it's one of the best seasons out there of RuPaul's Drag Race.
For sure.
That is yet another reason. And this gentleman sent us, I don't know, him getting fucked and his ass and his dick and his balls. Next. From Kevin R. Hi, Willem in Alaska. Something I've been thinking about lately is the current presence of drag queens in straight mainstream culture, i.e. those Pepsi ads with the hard front wig. While this is amazing and the queens are more booked and blessed than ever, do you worry that this will have a negative effect on drag as a subversive queer art form? Thanks for reading, girls. And attached is a picture of my spritz stick as tribute. P.S. I'm still dead over the declaration of LaToya Jackson as an enemy of the pod.
EOTP.
Can we get a weekly enemy of the pod? Mucho love, Kevin R. And then there's a huge, like, handlebar.
Huge ginger dick.
Yeah. Oh,
God, it looks great. What did he ask? I'm on this dick. Oh,
listen, I am not concerned about drag ever being not dangerous or confronting or subversive. If drag is good, then it is all of those things.
Yeah.
And yes, we get to dip into the mainstream world and collect some of those checks and collect some of that visibility and get some of those bookings. And that's great. But at its core and where it comes from, drag is meant to be there as holding up a mirror to society, pushing us further and pushing us where we need to be going. And drag will always be doing that.
Yeah. And I mean, I just have a problem with Kevin calling the drag that I do an art form. and I don't understand really what subversive means. Does that mean like underground? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I don't understand why would you want to put art underground when more people can see it in the mainstream? I don't think drag needs to be subversive.
Subversive means that it is commenting on mainstream culture. And to me, I think drag is doing that.
It sounds like the tips suck wherever subversive is. I'm not going there.
The Virgia Dupree, Excelsior, Davenport, Deluxington.
Deluxington. St. Willems. You have a penis and a camera and a partial no drag knowledge ass mouth, please send us hot goss, rumors, conjecture, queries, quandaries to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, and thank you so much, as always, for listening to
Hot Goss. Follow us on Instagram at Willem, at The Only Alaska 5000, and at Race Chaser Pod. And we will
be back next week with more piping, steaming, squalling, boiling.
Bye, guys. Spay and neuter your pets.
Bye.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Alex Sarchet.
Our theme music is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises, Incorporated Limited.
This Goss is hot!
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.